Well, if you are looking for good quality children clothes for your kids, look no further. Go on over to the Three Cupcake Gang online clothing boutique at www.3cupcakegang.com for the hottest and trending fashions. Remember, that's www.3cupcakegang.com. And also sign up to be on their email list. Now let's get to shopping. What up, man? It's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Hurt Feelings Report, man. Today is Friday, March 19th. 2021. Time now is exactly 5 a.m. All right, man. This year is really moving fast. Man, your boy's in a beautiful city in New Orleans, man. Nice cool night out. Man, I'm just blessed, man. Thank the higher being every day, man, for blessing me with growth, blessing me with wisdom and understanding, and putting me at this level that I'm at in life. I am now, you know. Directing me towards positive energy, positive things in life. I'm just so blessed, so honored, you know, just to see the day, you know. It's a blessing, man. It's a blessing. And the blessings keep coming, you know. It's like some days I feel like I don't deserve. Some days I don't say this before. I be like, you know, I just tell her how you're being. Like, you know, today you can bless somebody else. You don't have to bless me. But then I think about it. Like, this is the higher being. This is the cream of the crop. The creator of life. The creator. This is the creator. It's like my mind can't even imagine. Like, my mind is not that developed to understand the higher being, right? None of our minds are. No matter what church you go to, no matter whatever, if you really sit down and think about it, it's gonna drive you crazy, right? So you just have to process it and just let it go where it go. So it didn't hit me like, Jay, you are really nothing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, thank you for humbling me, and whatever I get, I'm honored. Whatever comes my way, you know, is a blessing. You know, is a blessing. You know, the good, the bad, the ugly, the obstacles, and I overcome them all. You know, and that to me is a victory within itself. So, last podcast, man, I just want to thank everybody that tuned in, that commented, that hit the like button. You know. The numbers was much better. Oh man, the numbers went up. I'm blessed. I'm honored. I mean, thank y'all, you know, for listening to, you know, just I'm just so grateful, so thankful, right? So, but I got to get back to my old self right quick on this podcast here, man. You know. And I do more of the relationship shit later, but this here, it was really like, it was on my mind, right? So I have a troll on my Facebook page, right? And it's easy to figure out who this troll is, right? So, I'm not gonna give him that much time, but I just gotta say this. Everything I post politically, this troll comes on and says something, right? And me, I started laughing at the troll because his energy is so negative, right? And this is just going to show you about energy. His energy is so negative, right? And he says something, and I just laughed at him. And then I just told him, you know, he DM'd me some bullshit. And, you know, I put him on blast for a little bit. Then I took the post down because I'm not going to give him that much energy on my platform, right? The old me has a lot of things to say, but the new me, I'm going to try to articulate it the best that I can without being the old me, right? So, DMs me, oh, you, and, you know, he called my my followers, he called them some names and shit, and it's like, I just had to tell him, I'm like, bro, do you think that you the problem? And then he comes back and tell me, how can I be the problem? I'm the Shaka Zulu of the Black Nation. I'm pro-black everything and blah, blah, blah. And you with your white friends and all this. It's like just some hateful bullshit, right? So, you know, I just laughed at him. And then he comes back, oh yeah, I got blocked. They suspended my account or whatever. And I'm like, all right, fuck, maybe you deserved it, you know. And it's just funny to me. Like, and supposedly you're so pro-black, right? You so this and that with the black movement or whatever. But why are you coming at me? I don't do you shit. I don't care what you post on your page. I probably never commented on anything you said on your page. I don't give a fuck. So I go over to his page and I see why he come over. Because, you know, I have a nice following, a nice support system going, you know, a nice little platform. So I see why he come over and do his shit, because he don't have nobody over there falling for his shit. And then when he do post shit, it's people with the same mindset as him. Like me, I have people with different mindsets that always, and I listen to these people, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I may be wrong. And if I'm wrong, I can admit I'm wrong. I can admit that, hey, I'm the problem. I'm the fucking negative energy in this conversation, right? I can admit that. But this guy, he can't. So it just kills me. Us as black people will come at another black person neck when that black person is doing good. And then I don't want to spend too much time on it, but this motherfucker say, yeah, I make more money than you and I don't have to work details and all this other shit. And I'm like, dude, where's this coming from? Only thing I tell people, man, I'm comfortable in life. If I want to go get a steak right now, I can. And just because I can do it, I'm going to tell you, you can do it. And you can DM me, Jay, how do you do it? Or whatever. And a lot of times I give out memos, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I understand why people charge. Because if I'm taking 20 minutes out of my time, 10 minutes out of my time to tell you something and you don't do it, you just don't waste my time. Once you learn that your time is money, right? Your time is money. And if somebody wastes your time, they fucking with your money, right? So that's why I understand why people charge. But me, I don't mind telling a motherfucker what I do, how I do it. Because I want everybody to win. I don't want nobody to be upset if they don't get a stimulus check. I want to put you in a level where you don't need the government for their money. You know what I'm saying? Only thing you're going to need the government for, look, I want to get this piece of equipment. I need a grant. And I need the grant for giving us some shit. You know what I'm saying? That's it. I don't need you saying, hey, gimme, gimme, gimme. No, 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 no. I don't want that. Oh, give me a low interest loan. I'm coming to you for my loan. I'm not going to the bank. I'm coming to you. Right? That's it. Or fill out the grant. You don't have to pay the grant back or some shit like that. But I don't want you to be just waiting on a crumb. I want you to be able to sustain for yourself. That's what I want for you, right? I don't give a fuck about none of that other bullshit out there. don't support this, don't cancel Pepe Le Pew, but love Cardi B. Look, I focus on you. Focus on you and your family. Focus on your generational wealth, right? And what that means to me is, if you are a parent, you have a kid, right? Right? You work in 2 or 3 jobs, right? But you're still not getting ahead. I just want you to step back and ask yourself and analyze yourself. Why am I not getting ahead? What am I doing for me not to be able to get ahead? Right? So you're going to have that hard conversation with yourself. You're going to have to look in the mirror. You're going to have to put your big boy pants on, your big girl pants on, and you're going to have to step into manhood and womanhood, right? Believe me, it's hard. It's hard. It's a hard conversation you're going to have with yourself. You're going to have to have it, right? Or you're going to be in the same situation. You're just going to be miserable, and then your misery is going to rub off on other people. And I hate to say it, but that's how this troll is. He's a miserable person. He has miserable energy. He's just miserable with himself. So once you sit down with yourself and have that conversation with yourself, set a goal, and set a small goal, a real small goal, right? And once you set a small goal, it's going to give you the confidence to have a bigger goal, right? So just say, I want to have $500 saved in my account by August 1st, right? $500 by August 1st. And you put in your mind, and I'm telling you, you put in your mind right now, oh, I got this bill, I got that, I got this, I got that, I'm not going to be able to have it. Once you say that, you done fucked up, you done fucked it all up. You done fucked it up, right? You done fucked it up. I just gave you a small goal, $500 by August. Now, what your mind have to do, you have to start attracting things that's going to say, you know what, you can't have $500 by August, right? You're going to walk, you may see a penny on the ground, right? So now you need $499.99. Bam, find another penny. Is going to chip away at it. And what you're saying is like, damn, this ain't $500. You done fucked it up again. You done fucked it up again, right? I'm telling you, you done fucked it up again. So what you got to do is, when August 1st come, you may have $200 of money that you just found on the ground, that you didn't even have to do much for. But just imagine then, you know what? You say, well, look, I'm going to give it to the end of the month. I'm going to have that $500. And you know what? You're going to start looking on the ground harder. You're going to start finding money here, money there. And then when that time comes, shit, you may have $400. So you look at how short the time frame was. Well, damn. I said, from this to this, I got this. But the shorter time frame I put on myself, I got this. So now you're $100 short. The month done end. Now, well, what you going to do now? All right. Fuck. In 10 days, I'm going to have this $100. And I'm going to have my $500 goal. Now, once you got that goal of $500 set, and I'm just using this as an example. Once you have that goal of the $500 set, set you another goal. You know what I'm saying? And once you start focusing like that, and this is where the message come in at. Once you start focusing like that, all that other shit around you that don't mean shit good for you, you're not even just focusing on that right now. You don't focus on the goal of getting $500. So when somebody say, hey, let's go out smoking and drinking or whatever, you're going to be like, fuck, I gotta make this $500. Nah, I can't do it, man. tippers, just post pictures on Instagram. I'll be there in spirit or something. You're going to start to fucking really start to isolate yourself because you're going to start focusing on your goals, man. You're going to start, you're going to be that laser focused to where you're just going to be like, I ain't got time for it. Your goals are going to start becoming your focus. You're gonna start to get to another level. So just imagine you at the bottom level. Once you get that 500, you don't move up to another level. So now you got your 500, right? What did you need the 500 for? What are you trying to do? Start a small business. Whatever you're trying to do, whatever your goals are. Once you start to laser in and focus on that, man, you're gonna see your life change. And like for me, right? Like I said, man, I gotta send a shout out to Steve Harvey. He'll probably never hear this, but when he talked about jumping, right? Man, when he talked about jumping, that was the most powerful message ever to me. And that day when I heard it, I said, man, I'm gonna have to jump one day. I played it again. I said, man, I'm gonna have to jump. I said, you know what? Today's the day I gotta jump. And I jumped. And when I jumped, I got so focused on going down. I got so focused on that jump. You know what I'm saying? And nothing else mattered to me. Cause I was busy. See, what happened was I was busy. I had to get documentation. I had to get all this stuff for proof of income. See if I got approved for the loan. All this other stuff. So I wouldn't focus on none of the negative shit. Somebody, Trump ain't this, Obama that, we oppressed, we this, we that. None of that was on my focus. Cause what was on my mind was this jump. I had to get this house, right? I had to get this house. I had to come up with the capital to get this house. So all that other negative shit that's out there, man, I ain't worrying about that shit. Man, I ain't worrying about family. I ain't worrying about friends. Only thing I was worried about was my goddamn jump. Getting this house. My focus. Building a generation of wealth for my kids. Right? Bam. Day come. I go sign the document. Man, I done got a house. Looking at my kids. Thinking to myself, man, look what this for y'all, right? Then once my focus was on that, man, look, I come to social media for entertainment. That's it for me. That's my entertainment. That's like going to the movies for me, like to be on social media for that little time frame that I'm on there. That's my entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Then I get right back into focus mode, right? So, like now, my focus is, right, going to the bidding on cars and stuff at the auction, right? Anybody that knows me know I love cars, man. I love cars. People ask me sometimes, Johnny, why you got so many cars? Well, because I can afford it and I can put insurance on all of them, you know? I'm not going to lie. When I was young, man, I used to ride with no insurance, man, because I couldn't afford it. I had one car. I put all my money into one car. And I didn't know about that car being a liability. You know what I'm saying? It's not an asset, it was just a liability. So now my focus is, man, I gotta get this car. Man, I gotta get this car sold. You know what I'm saying? And then my wife, oh man, I gotta send a shout out to this lady too. Man, this lady is a hustler, man. This lady is a grinder. Man, this lady here, man. So she running her business. And then me, I pick out the cars. Get them from the auction, do a little work to them, clean them up, fix it up, give it to her, let her run with the ball. Man, she, oh man, oh man, this lady is amazing, man. She's a tough one. She a tough one. I'm thinking I'm tough. She'd be like, babe, what you think about this price? I'd be like, all right, go with it. Then she'd be like, yeah, we got this offer. Me, I'm like, and this is me, right? I'm not going to lie to nobody. Me, I'm like, well, fuck. I'm gonna make a little bit of money off of it. She like, nah, let's hold out. And I'm like, motherfucker, let's sell. But she tough, man. She good. She tough. You know. So, man, like I say, man, once your focus change, man, your friendship level will change. Everything about you will change, man. You're gonna attract new people, right? If you stuck inside that, oh, America is so bad and everybody against me because I'm black. Oh, you oppressed, I'm oppressed. We ain't what we need to be. Your energy level ain't on my energy level, cause I maneuver how I maneuver, man. I meet all different people throughout this game, man. For real. So that's why I just laugh at you, cause I know the old me. Like the old me would be done cuss you out, call you everything under the sun, and made you feel small. But me, the newer me, the older me, the more mature me, I just laugh at you just to help your feelings out. Because if I drop you how I really feel about you, you're going to get angry and it's going to cause some confrontation, right? I don't like confrontation. I don't like confrontation. I'm not a confrontational person. I hate that. I want to get along with everybody, right? That's just how I am. I don't give a fuck what you call it, black, white, whatever. I don't, Hispanic, Asian, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. If our energies match and we going in the same direction, we going into the same, the same energy flow, our vibe, we going that way. I don't care what color you are. To me, look, man, my favorite color is blue, but I love green. I love green. And if you got the color green vibe coming off you, whoo, I just get shakes with it. Let's go get it. Let's go get it. We all can go sit at this table and eat, man. But for me, I'm going to stop by my people. Look, bro, this is what I'm doing. And my people know when I'm doing something. I send in a text to them. Look, this is what I'm doing. Y'all want in? I'm going to give y'all the memo. Y'all my people. I love y'all. Right? You take it, you don't. I did my part. But I gotta walk this path, man. And you know, when you walk in that path, man, you're gonna meet so many people along the way. You're gonna meet some bad people. But one thing about the higher being, if you following that positive energy that he laying out for you, man, them bad people, they ain't gonna last long. They ain't gonna last long at all. They gonna fall off by themselves. You ain't gonna even have to kick them off. They gonna fall off by themselves. So, it's, man. When I start thinking about the higher being, man, I just get this feeling in my heart, man. It's like, man, this positive energy thing, man. I just wish everybody can experience it for once in life, man. You know. Set your goal and just block out the negativities in life, right? And when I talk about negativities in life, whatever gonna set you away from your goal, you know what I'm saying? Whatever gonna set you away from that goal, pull you away from it, that's your negativity. If it's alcohol and you gotta have that drink, you gotta go spend the money on that drink, but you gonna fall short of your goal, that's your negativity. If you gotta go to the club and spend money, get in the club, buy beer while you're there, whatever alcohol or whatever you gotta do while you're there, that's pulling you away from your goal. Sit your fucking goal, man. Sit your goal and go for it. If it's a person calling you for money, you feel you gotta take care of this person, you don't have to cut that person loose, man. I'm just giving you the real. And they got all these motivational speakers out there saying the same fucking thing I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? But you can listen to me. I've been there. I've been that person that every time somebody called, I gotta go do it. Or I never been a clubber dude when I was young, but oh, I gotta have this, I gotta have that. Let me tell you, I look at Steve Jobs and how he used to come out with that black turtleneck on and a pair of jeans and sneakers, all right, or whatever shoes he had on. And that's what he always wore for these press conferences. I'm like, damn. And you know what? Man, it really don't matter what the fuck you have on. It don't. It don't, man. It don't matter what you have on. Like me, man, I get excited for Rustler jeans now. I go to Walmart, I see a pair of Rustlers. Let me get them Rustlers and Wranglers. A pair of $9 jeans compared to somebody that got a fucking pair of $150 jeans. I sit back and I just laugh. I'm like, man, why you spend all that money on them jeans? Nobody really don't give a fuck about them jeans, man. What's your net worth? What are you doing? What are you doing? You ain't worth shit. Your outfit worth more than you. Reinvent yourself. That's all. Just reinvent yourself. Oh, you know what? This is the disclaimer of this. You do what the fuck you want to do. What the fuck do I know? Do what you're going to do. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. That's the easiest thing in life. And that's how I'm going to end this motherfucking podcast, man. You know what, man? I love y'all. Thank y'all for the support. Thank y'all for listening. Oh, man. Remember this. Be nice to your neighbors. Speak to your neighbors. Even if they don't speak back, you speak to them. You put that positive energy out there. That's what you do. And I'm telling you, life gonna be so much better for you. You know what I'm saying? You only get one shot in this realm. Make it count. Make it count. And then when you leave, leave something better for your kids, your family, so they can have something to walk into, so they can leave a better mark on this life too. Thank y'all once again for checking out the Johnny Mac Hurst Feeling Report. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. Put that positive energy out there.